Today, Hidden Kitchens explores communal urban gardens. The Kitchen Sisters and Roman Mars present Garden Allotments, a London kitchen vision.
Apple tree there, blackcurrant bushes, and a blueberry in the corner, onions and shallots. I'm Charlie Gregory, Fitzroy Park Allotment. Out in the fresh air. Everybody knows everybody, you know. So it's not expensive. For £27 a year, and you've got this piece of land in this beautiful spot. I'm a bachelor myself, but I'm 78 now. You want to keep fit and live to a good old age, get an allotment.
I'm Oliver Rowe, Constant Restaurant, London. Anywhere there's a bit of unused green space, it has the potential to be turned into allotment. On the edge of a railway siding, squeezed in a patch of disused land, give people a bit of extra fresh veg.
Allotments started in the 19th century. Everyone was getting rickets and stuff like this in the Industrial Revolution. London was, as we all know from Dickens, a terrifying place. So as people fled from agrarian poverty into the city, land was given in perpetuity for people to cultivate vegetables. First and Second World Wars, we had the Dig for Victory. The allotment boom really happened in 1940s, 1950s. And my name's John Kelly, and I acquired an allotment in North London, beyond Muswell Hill, where the Kinks used to come from. There were most definitely different communities. Polish people, the Italian guy opposite me was fixated on growing Tuscan grapes for wine. Posh English ladies creating conceptual arts. You see these scarecrows, you hand me down Versace. In our particular case, everyone had taken a pledge to be organic. If anybody dared to use a rotavator, even by night, by stealth, there would be consequences.
Colour in sky, brush and blue, scarlet fleece changes hue.
I'm Julie Sumner from Manor Garden Allotments in the East End of London. You'd go past rambling old factories and down a little alleyway, lots of rubbish everywhere. You'd open the gate, and there in front of you would be a little single-track bridge crossing the River Lee. The slopes of the side of the river covered in plum trees.
That place is actually a dream place, like we was living in heaven. My name is Hassan Ali. 1968, I left Cyprus. I come here. Turkish, Greek, English, Irish, we was all friends. I always cook every day something. My friend Reggie, 17 years, I know him. Every day we together. And he brings something from his garden, I bring something, we cook and eat there, me and Rich.
Hassan had the most beautiful shed. His shed was built so it had a covered area, so even though it was teeming with rain, he could still have friends round for lunch. Wonderful sort of bean dishes with slow-cooked lamb and sorrel. My name's Sam Clark, Morrow Restaurant.
An Englishman's home is his castle, and an allotment owner's home is their shed. The shed is a mirror of British society. There's an Irish guy, when you got into his shed, it was old Ireland. He had John F. Kennedy, Pope John the 23rd, and Jesus in there, assembled in the shed.
The person who set up Manor Garden Allotments was Major Arthur Villiers. He was so appalled by the treatment of working class people during the First World War that he devoted his life to providing facilities for the poorest of the poor over in the East End. They built squash courts, swimming pools, cricket grounds. Major Villiers thought these kids need to be eating good food, so let's create some allotments for the parents to produce the food on. Always said to the people who he gave the allotments to, these are going to be yours in perpetuity when I'm gone.
The International Olympic Committee has the honour of announcing that the Games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
We heard the announcement, London, and it was just stunned, numb silence up at the allotments. We realised that we were going to be somewhere in this proposed Olympic development. We had a great hope they would be inspired by the idea of including allotments in the Olympic Park and having it as a showcase worldwide for food growing and community and sustainable use of land. But in October 2007, they bulldozed us. Where Manor Garden Allotments was is going to be a footpath.
I am not against the Olympic, but the worst thing they done to us, they take the garden and they give us another place which is not garden. The soil is no good there. It was always flooding. You can't grow nothing.
Regardless of the 2012 Olympics, other allotments are under threat now because it's become desirable building land. Now I'm afraid the allotments have been turned into a bit of a bidding war. In the past, the allotment thing was sacred.
This is our new allotment, Marsh Lane. Welcome to the swamp. Let me take you down. I'm an optimist, so I'm going to shove in these potatoes and we'll see what happens. The only real reason I'm staying on here is not for the vegetables anymore, it's more for the community. And they said after the Olympics, in 6 years' time, you can go back to where you were. But you know, if one's honest, and a third of the people on the allotment are going to be too old to move back to the new site. They're going to have to live out their gardening years on this bog. Danger of sinking. We've had some of the old guys go merrily into their plot and then they get stuck. And you see these poor guys waving. So you've got to have an old people check before you leave. Otherwise they get locked in and they get found the next day. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm
going to Strawberry Fields. After the Games, the Manor Garden Allotment Society will move to a site within Olympic Park. Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, and mixed by Jim McKee.
Support for NPR comes from the dairy farm families who own Cabot Creamery, 5 generations of farming and making naturally aged cheddar cheese in Vermont at cabotcheese.coop.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Nothing to get hung about.